are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, that music can only mean one thing, that the president is in the house. The president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, joins us right now. Welcome, sir. You're sitting in a seat of honor that's usually occupied by one Nathan Zagura.
Yeah, I'm glad that Nathan's back on the beach. I was worried about him. He didn't look as tan as when I had seen him previously.
Jim Tan Laundry, baby. Got to keep the three keys to a healthy life right there. So, yes, I'm sorry I'm not there, but that music definitely gets me fired up whenever there. I actually had to be with my son Bryce today because his school is over, and Alyssa and my mother and my mom were with Arden at her kindergarten finale today.
You buying that, Mr. President?
No, he just keeps talking. I'm waiting for the question.
Well, then I will give you a question. Today, the Browns launched a new initiative, the First and 10 Global Volunteering Platform. You guys had a kickoff event using the hashtag, of course, Give10, attended by the Browns rookies. And it seems like it was a raucous time. Kids were fired up about this.
If we could get all of those kindergarten through fourth graders at our stadium for a game, we'd have the best home field advantage in the NFL.
Sounded awesome at the Grindstone Elementary School in Berea. Give me a sense of the thinking also about this. I mean, this team has had a great history of reaching out into the community, but this was a whole different concept and, of course, well attended by Browns players, by rookies, not just Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, Joe Bitonio, Chris Kirksey, all kinds of players there and some veterans as well. What was the idea behind the concept?
Well, you know, Vic, I can't take any credit for it. The Haslam family believes so strongly in giving back to the community. And our community relations department did a great job coming up with an idea that wasn't limited to one cause. So what I think is really cool about First and 10 is it just tells everyone if you can give back 10 hours of your time a year, then you'll have qualified for this thing. It can be at a local hospital. It can be with your neighbor who needs help. It can be for a charitable organization. I think it sends a great message. It doesn't matter where you give back in the community, give back. I told the group today, I spent a year of my life giving back. I lived in El Salvador and worked for a nonprofit, and it was the best year of my life. It was the most rewarding year of my life, and I think it's good for our players to see that as well and see what an impact they can have on the community.
And for more information, folks, you can visit clevelandbrowns.com/community. And remember to follow @BrownsGiveBack for the latest Browns community news, photos, and more. And, yeah, it's about giving 10 hours, giving back to the community. And you can be interactive with the Browns about it by tweeting them @Browns and use the hashtag Give10. What are some of the pledges in hearing from the kids or from people who have heard about the program that you're hearing people want to get into and help and give back in this great Northeast Ohio community?
Well, I think that there's so many different ways people can give back. I mean, the focus of this organization over the long term will be on education. And certainly in this community, that's a great focus to have. And our players embraced it. I mean, we had Terrence West talking about his dedication to reading to kids at school. And we had Johnny talking about similar things. We want to reach 500,000 hours of volunteer work over the course of this year. And then we'll take it from there. This is the first of its kind in the NFL.
And, Alec, when you're out there, it also helps that there's some really good energy about this football team, that it's in this community. I mean, these kids get it, too. Their parents, whoever, are into it. So the fact that you show up, and look, they'd be excited in the middle of a school day to have anybody come in and visit. But to have the Browns there and at a time when I think there's a lot of energy about this football team, did you feel that?
Sometimes when you come to work every day, you lose sight of how important the Browns are to the community. And we went to that elementary school today, and they almost blew the roof off for our players. But we feel the excitement. It feels different around here. Now, we know that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's good that it feels different. I'm sure it's felt different in the past. But if we can turn that momentum into success, imagine a ride we'll go on.
Oh, it will be a glorious ride. Talking, of course, with the Browns president, Alex Shiner, right now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you're talking about getting all these kids in the stadium. What's the latest with the stadium renovations? How are things going there?
Things are going really well. We're on budget. We're on time. I think in about 10 days, Nathan, we're going to unveil kind of exactly where we are in the process. We'll work with the media on kind of explaining to our fans where we are. But we're in great shape. I'm just as excited as I've ever been about what this stadium will look like next year and then after phase two the following year.
And what's been kind of cool that we've noticed going on here in Berea is some production work, some TV production work, for the sake of these beautiful new scoreboards that are going to be put in there. Talk a little bit about that.
Vic, you raise a good point. We're going to have these incredible TVs, these massive TVs in both end zones. They're only as good as the content that you put on them. And we learned that in Dallas. I mean, when you end up with a TV that big and that high def, you need to upgrade your content and talent as well. And we're working on doing that, and I think we're engaging our players in a totally different way in that production.
Yeah, we saw some of the snippets of that. It is going to be a sight to behold at First Energy Stadium when the team takes the field against the Saints. We talked about in the home opener week two this year. Now, Alec, OTA's going on. You have your office, may have the best view in the house of those practices. Anything catching your eye football-wise from these young men out there competing for the Browns?
I just thought I was really popular, Nathan, because during practice, everyone wants to have meetings in my office.
You are popular. You are popular. Don't take offense to that.
No, it's encouraging to see these guys out there. I know they're working hard. Coach Pettine just has a way about him. I mean, you know that this is going to be a hard-working, tough team. You can sense it from the first day of practice, and the tempo is something else. I haven't been around a team that practiced this fast in my career.
What other ways, you know, we talked about it. It does feel different around the community and the excitement. And I've seen more people in June or even May with kids walking around with Browns jerseys in and around this surrounding area because I live right by the facility. And that's different. Alec, I had not seen that before, and that's maybe a sad commentary on the past, but it's an encouraging one about the present. But even above that, say the business community, other people with whom you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, what's the vibe you get from them, and how is that maybe translating to the way this team is able to operate, do business?
You know, I think when Jimmy took over the club, he made it a priority to engage our fans. And if you look at, for example, what you guys do every day for us, or you look at our website, you look at our mobile app, I think it's clear we want to connect with our fans. We care. And I think over time that has an impact. And then when you combine that with the draft we had, the free agency we had, and then Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine's personalities, it starts to click. And you guys have been around Ray Farmer a lot. I mean, there just isn't a better guy in the NFL, and he's so engaging. And I think fans start to trust the organization when they see people like that. And we always talk about it internally. We have to build that trust here, but we'll build it by listening to our fans and then engaging with them.
What's the thing that you're the most excited about for with the new stadium, the new season, the new vibe you're feeling? What are you most excited about for this training camp and then, of course, going into the season?
It's been 16 tough years here, and I always tell people we can't lose sight of that. It's not something we should hide from, and I'm most excited about turning it around, Nathan. I really am. For me, there's not a video board or one draft pick or anything like that that gets me more excited than turning this around and having this community galvanize around us winning and winning big for a long time.
Well, Alec, thank you so much for coming by and, again, talking about this great initiative. And I think, as you said, how many, 500,000 hours?
That's
right. Wow, that's amazing. And for more information, again, clevelandbrowns.com/community. Check this out, the 1st and 10 program that took place today at Grindstone Elementary School in Berea. We'll have full coverage of that on clevelandbrowns.com along with the rest of our great content there.
And let me just jump in real quick and say this. In honor of the announcement today of this initiative, the 1st and 10 global volunteering platform that the Browns have done, Alec, when we do the presidential pod, for every minute of pod we do together, I will volunteer somewhere.
That's good. Now listen, don't forget the sunscreen, Nathan, if you're going to be on the beach volunteering.
I'm in a basement with no natural light, unfortunately.
Okay.
But
sure.
I'm going to do what I can. But thank you for your concern.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, Alec. President of the Browns, Alec Shiner, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more mailbag to get to, more of your calls to get to. 216-578-0850. He's Nathan. I'm Vic. And this is CBD.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart.